Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, we're going to be talking about consciousness and you and what consciousness really means, how we step into greater awareness, greater levels of consciousness, awareness in our world, and what that really means to you when that happens. You know, I want to begin with a simple premise today, that consciousness is not something that we possess. It's something that we are. Everything else flows from that understanding. So when you understand that you are the field of consciousness is not outside you somewhere, it's you are the field, then everything starts to change for you. You know, when we take a look deeply, we discover that identity rooted in the body, personality, or roles is completely incomplete. In fact, we have an identity crisis in this world. You've heard me talk about it on the show several times. You know, people think that they are truly their accomplishments, that they're you know, their houses, their cars, their wives, their girlfriends. You know, and obviously that's a false identity. So who are we? Who are we at the depth of our being, the essence of us? Well, in the Vedic tradition, the yogis say that we are Sat Chit, C-H-I-T, Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. What is that? Ever conscious, ever existing, ever new joy or bliss. Is that at the essence of us? Well, you probably never know that if you look outside yourself and, you know, just turn on the news for 5 minutes, you think, wow, you know, how can we be that essence when all of this is going on? Well, I hold that it's all going on perfectly. It's perfectly there for us to grow, to evolve, to realize the depth of what our potential is within each and every one of us to manifest our own brilliance on this planet. What I've learned over the last 30 years of coaching individuals one-on-one and teaching workshops around the world and connecting with people and learning from them. You know, I love to learn. I love to listen. I love to, you know, understand what makes us tick. What I've learned, right, is every single person on this planet has a purpose. It's a unique purpose. And they also have a unique, what do I want to say, gift, talents, and abilities. They're completely unique. Just like you have a handprint or a fingerprint that's unique to you, your talent that you bring into this world, when you discover that, is unique to yourself also. So we're going to be talking about this, and we're going to also talk about what does it mean to live from oneness, all right? So in my years, I found that if there's two important pieces that we really need to incorporate in our world if we're going to change our world. One is stillness, and the other concept that I want to give to you is really not a concept, it's a principle that we can live by, is the understanding what oneness is. And living from that principle, what happens? Well, everything happens. Everything changes because we start to see ourselves not as disconnected from the world, but completely connected to not only the environments, but other people, animals, trees, the ground, the earth, the stars, the moon. We're connected to everything, all right? So listen, some of you, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but what today I want to take a little dive into with my very special guest, he's calling in, by the way, from Prague, or the Prague area over there in the Czech Republic. We're going to take a deep dive into what consciousness really means and, you know, how to really expand your awareness, as I mentioned, and, you know, how to increase your understanding, how to increase wisdom, how to increase compassion and love so that really and truly your life gets better and better. All right. I know I've walked this path for many years and my guest has too. So we have a little wisdom. Maybe we'll depart it from you. So stay tuned. I'll be right back with my very special guest.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I'm here with my very special guest, Jim Cusimano. Jim, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Ken.
Yeah, I really feel honored to have you. And for those of you that don't know Jim, let me just give you a little blurb into his life. I got your bio and it was, you know, like page and a half long. So I I condensed it down a little bit. But, you know, Jim is a visionary whose life uniquely bridges quantum science, entrepreneurship, sustainability, and the exploration of consciousness. Jim is the chairman and owner of Chateau. I'm going to let you say it. Chateau Micheli. One of the world's most respected green luxury hotels, recognized internationally for leadership and sustainability and conscious hospitality. He holds a PhD in experimental quantum physics, co-founded 2 NASDAQ-listed companies in clean energy and pharmaceuticals, and is the author of more than a dozen books exploring the nature of consciousness and human potential. Today, we're stepping into a deeper conversation about consciousness, oneness, and what it means to live from an awakened understanding of who we truly are. We'll also be talking about his new book today. All right. Well, I don't even know where to start. What? How do you define consciousness? Let's just start there.
Well, I decided to define it this way. It's a subtle transcendent energy that provides awareness of and responses to your inner self and to the environment of our 4-dimensional world and all of the consciousness that exists throughout the universe. And that's kind of a technical definition, but it covers the way consciousness really works. And so that's my definition of consciousness.
Well, let's take a dive into that, Jim. So, you know, it is technical. So, you know, a lot of our audience isn't that technical. How do you say that in layman's terms?
Well, maybe I can tell you how consciousness came about. And that might lead us into a deeper discussion, okay?
Okay.
I have to go back to the beginning. And as you will see in a little while, there really was no beginning. So let's go back 13.8 billion years, okay? And that's what most physicists, most cosmologists will tell you is the beginning of our universe, okay? And the way it happened, according to them, is that there was a primeval atom, a microscopic sphere. I would say smaller than an atom, smaller than an electron. And that microscopic sphere contained something. And at some moment, it explosively expanded. And from that came all of the energy and the matter in our universe today, which continues to change by a number of things. Now, the question is, what was in that microscopic sphere? Now, in my book, and after, I would say, many decades of study, and I don't mean that I've invented this, but I've looked at various sciences, neurology and neuroscience. I've looked at physics, and I looked at Eastern wisdom, and I come to the conclusion that that sphere contained nothing but undifferentiated consciousness, pure consciousness. And when that expanded, That consciousness in a reaction formed energy and matter that make up our universe. And in fact, as we'll see a little bit later, maybe, that reaction is reversible. Consciousness can form energy and matter, and they both can go back to consciousness. And that has to do with the cycles of the universe, which we can talk about. So in Transcendent Physics, which is my book, I try to, in simple terms, bring that out, because that is really, really important. That's where it all starts, because everything, every single atom in your body, my body, everybody, every atom in our universe contains some level of consciousness. And that is very critical for the management of ourselves and the universe itself.
Well, I love that, and it goes with the couple thoughts around that. First of all, there's a Vedic theory around that that's rooted in Vedic principles. There's also when I think about coming out, everything comes out of this little whatever we call it. It's holographic, isn't it? It's holotropic. It's that matter that where it started from is still reflected in everything that is here. Is that your understanding of
it? Yes. And one thing to keep in mind is that as I've come to the conclusion, consciousness throughout the universe is all the same. It's undifferentiated. There are three types of consciousness in terms of the way they function. There's immanent consciousness, which is the consciousness that you have, that you function with, that I function with, that animals, plants function with. There's collective consciousness, which is the overlap of that consciousness. And then there's cosmic consciousness, which is the highest level energy of consciousness, sometimes called the divine. And some people prefer to call it God, whatever the label may be. Those things are all the same. They only differ in the energy level. And that's very important to keep in mind. There's not all different kinds of consciousnesses, really.
We have potential for access to all levels of consciousness. But if I look around the world, it seems like there are certain individuals that seem like they just came on the planet. I mean, they're eating their pizza, they're drinking their beer, they're driving their car, they go to work now and then, every day, and they come home and they do the same exact thing, and there's not a lot of consciousness to that. In fact, I would say that a lot of those folks might start as a baby and leave the planet with about the same consciousness that they have.
Let me put an explanation. My explanation, anyway, on that. By the way, the book that I wrote is 24 reflections, not 24 chapters. And the reason I call them reflections is because they're based on conjecturisms that I developed over the decades. And I don't say they're true. I put them out there to stimulate thinking in people who read it and in scientists, hopefully, that they will do something that we can talk a little bit later. But when you talked about that, I think everybody, even the most evil person, has some level of consciousness in him. Here's the difference. I think anger, desire, fear, and the chaotic world, think of it this kind of metaphor. There's a barrier, and that barrier is preventing you from feeling the divine, from feeling the cosmic consciousness. But the more you use capabilities such as alternate meditation, alternate consciousness, and you lift that barrier, and you can access that divine energy, that divine bit, the high energy consciousness, and you can do all kinds of wonderful things for yourself, for others. That's how healing happens. I mean, that's really what's going on. So I think it's really important when you see a person, and we know there's lots of them around the world right now, those people, if they wanted to, they could access high levels of consciousness, but they choose fear, anger, desire, and all kinds of crazy things that they choose to do. Power and money usually is the force behind it.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me, I could speak to my own path, my own awakening, is that when I started on this path back, I had some pretty amazing experiences, but it's like the essence of me was kind of covered up with guilt and shame and remorse and the wish I woulda, coulda, shouldas, and regrets and all that stuff. You know, it was just like covered me up, and I couldn't see reality clearly. I only saw it through this lens. And when we're talking about getting people to the next level, and you're right, it's interesting because I did work on myself, but I've seen people not work on themselves and all of a sudden have an experience, and now they can see things completely different. So how do we get people there?
Well, I think for most of us, it is true that some people can have an experience and everything opens up, and we don't completely understand all of that right now. Most of us have to work on it. And the way you work on it is, I have tried all kinds of things. I think deep meditation, a dedication to meditation, is fairly profound. And don't expect it to happen in one day, one week, one month. You really have to stay with it. And you'd be surprised if you do this consistently. And you don't have to, even if you put in 20, 30 minutes a day to start your morning, even if you do that, you will see, first of all, I'm sure you've experienced this, Kent. You start to feel a lightness. You start to feel what you're doing is you're touching your soul. You're touching the divine within you, because all of us have the divine within us, and you're picking up that barrier, and you're being able to touch things that can make a huge difference in what you can manifest, as long as they follow the rules of manifestation. And that means things that will not be violent and things will not damage anybody around you, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And yeah, I'm going to put, I'm going to take a quick break. Then we're going to put your book on the screen. And I want to take a little deeper dive into the book itself, because it's what I've learned over the years is that, you know, meditation, you got to have that. Stillness is the key. Stillness is the key. Isolation is the price of greatness, which is a Leonardo da Vinci back in the, you know, in the Renaissance, right? So, you know, and past him were, you know, all the great yogis that are going to the Himalayas and getting it still and understanding how to tune into cosmic Christ consciousness, cosmic consciousness, and higher levels of awareness. But when we get back, you know, the book is important because we got to learn, we got to re-educate ourselves. We got to understand different concepts to be able to take that dive in stillness. So I'll be right back and then we'll talk about that. All right.
So
here we go. Okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'll be right back with my guest in just a moment. I want to mention that if you're on YouTube right now, I want to encourage you to hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss any of our shows. And of course, you can pass them on to people and friends that you care about. If you're not on YouTube, you can always go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork to get all of our shows. We've got like 500 of them up there somewhere. Okay. All righty. Well, back to my guest. Here we go. All right, Jim. I'd like to really kind of explore your understanding, is because it's in the book, the principles of why are we here? What's the purpose of being here? What are we doing here? Okay.
By the way, I will answer that question. The book is kind of divided into three pieces. The first is kind of
and we're putting spiritual. The book on the screen there, Jim, so you might have to move over a little bit.
The book is kind of divided into three pieces. The first is kind of a spiritual qualitative discussion on why consciousness is so important and what it can do. The second is for people who are novices to quantum physics. I tried to put together a small section. You can actually skip it if you want to, but I advise you not to, on what quantum physics is, what it really is. And I tell you, there's almost no equations in there. It's basically words, but it's, I think, very, very important. And the third is really how do you use all of this? What does it mean for your life, and how can you make your life better? And in fact, the last section is one that's very interesting. It's titled "What About God?" And so it's really comprehensive. And the reason I wrote this book, Ken, is I'm trying to not only interest people about novices about how important consciousness is and how to understand it and how to use it so that we can build a better self, a better oneness, a better world. Also, I'm trying to stimulate scientists by reading this, because there's a lot of things in here that I'm sure they'll disagree with. But I want them to think about it and to maybe debate it, because I think the marriage of quantum physics with metaphysics, now that's blasphemy. I'm trained as an experimental physicist, but that's blasphemy to a physicist. But I think that's what it's going to take to really go the next step, just the way Galileo went from his physics to Newton, who went from classical physics to quantum physics with Planck. There was a step, and the next step is really to combine in a special way metaphysics with the knowledge of conscious quantum physics. But
I couldn't agree with you more. And for those scientists that are listening to this, you know, I know I've had enough guests on my show here that are scientists that, they're telling me, listen, you know, you can take science to a certain level. And then there's areas that you are not having breakthroughs in, where we're starting to understand through quantum mechanics, string theory, a lot of the different actual sciences, neuroscience, where we can bridge that gap and have some understanding about how this whole thing is put together, and that interprets back into, you know, medicines that are being created not out of specific science, but out of combining science and metaphysics. You and I were just talking about how I healed my knee, and now you've worked with energy medicine to heal physical aspects of our body. And quite frankly, a lot of that has to do with how we use our mind, how we use the mind, we understand the metaphysics and the physical part of the body, right? To be able to heal these things. So I think you're on a roll there. So what's the resistance for the scientists that you're come across with metaphysics and science?
Well, I can tell you by this. What do you think would happen to a physicist who tries to get funding for a research program at his university to study the effect of meditation or higher levels of consciousness on certain quantum mechanical phenomena?
There's no way a government will fund that kind of thing. Also, related to that, most physicists believe strictly in the scientific method, which I do too. However, the scientific method has great difficulty in applying itself to metaphysics, which is more of a philosophy. And I think it's going to take some clever innovation to combine those two
to really, really take the next step.
Well, I would suggest that entanglement theory answers some of that. Okay, when we look in entanglement theory, and three scientists were given the Nobel Peace Prize for that in 2023, showing that things happen here and they happen across the universe instantly. Right. How do you explain that with science?
Well, look at that. That's a very, very good example. Okay, let's, for the purpose of the audience, let's do a simple entanglement experiment. You've got an atom here, which is spinning to the right. Another atom here spinning to the left. They're in concert with each other. Now you take one of those atoms and you take it a million miles away. And they've done these experiments, by the way. They've done these experiments. And now you change the spin on the one in the laboratory. Instantly, faster than the speed of light, the other spin changes to match it. Now, you know what I say, what I say is happening there? I say, because Einstein will tell us, and he's right, there's information cannot travel faster than the speed of light. However, consciousness can. It has no mass, and it can travel faster than the speed of light. I think, my own opinion, that connection is consciousness. That's how that spin is connected.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, so much for Einstein's theory that, you know, the fastest speed in the universe, speed of light, that's not true anymore. We've actually disproved that, right? So
yes, it isn't the fastest thing in the universe anymore. It is consciousness. That's why when a mother, her child, 1,000 miles away, gets in a car accident, instantly knows that there's something wrong with the child. It's because of consciousness. It travels faster than the speed of light. And, you know, I'm a physicist by training, and I know this is the fact. And I had lots of trouble when I was in graduate school, lots of trouble with some of the physicists that I was in school with because they thought it was all rubbish, you see.
They thought all Einstein's theory of relativity was all rubbish too for many, many years. It was, you know, he had a lot of resistance to that, and it takes what it takes. But we're at that level. We're at a place where, in my world, if you don't start to understand consciousness, your own consciousness, and how it's impacted, and if you don't start living from a place of oneness, we have a real chance of extermination of the species. And we really have to understand these concepts, because listen, you know, and what happens here instantly, you know, it's like, well, we think we're a nation unto ourselves, and not everything, you know, we're all about this nation or your nation or that nation, you know, or I'm just all about my family, and, you know, what I do, I just protect my family. No, man, we are all connected here, and we have to really start to understand that. Does the book bring that out?
Yes, it does. It does bring that out, absolutely. And it basically is, it's basically... charging humanity, and that's what I say at the end of the book. It's charging humanity to take hold and listen to what the summary of this book has to say. We all need to contribute. And one of the reasons for that is, I will tell you what I think the purpose of the universe is, and it has to do with consciousness.
Hold a single purpose. Hold that thought. I want to know what that is. I got to take a break. We'll be right back, okay, and we'll answer that question.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, what we're thinking, buddy, we're talking about human consciousness, cosmic consciousness, cause and effect, and how it impacts you and your world, and how your world can get better when you understand some of these principles that are in Jim's new book. All right, why are we here? What's going on? What's the purpose of all this?
Okay, in my view, based on my studies, I think there are six, now, hold on to this. I think there are six cosmic core values or attributes. They are truth, wisdom, understanding, forgiveness, love, and compassion. Now, these are not a moral injunction, has nothing to do with any religious or moral meaning. It's because the more you study how the universe functions physically and how it needs to function, you find that these core values support its fundamental purpose, which is one thing. Its only thing is to continually raise in the universe the energy level of consciousness. And by the way, there are only two things in the universe that are evolving. One is the physical part, Darwinian evolution, physicality, and the other is consciousness. And those two things are interlinked. They're intertwined, and they couldn't exist without each other. Consciousness needs the physical to make consciousness rise in energy, and the physical needs consciousness for it to evolve to higher levels of physicality. This is a fundamental principle in transcendent physics. And so I think the more that we can get people quiet, and even if it's a short period of time per day, the more that they will find that they will enter into a space that feels so good. It is really, really, in fact, I guarantee if you were to meditate for 20, 25 minutes a day, hopefully in the morning before you start your day, for just 7 days, I guarantee at the end of those 7 days, tell yourself, how do I feel now compared to how do I feel how I felt 7 days earlier? I guarantee it will be significantly better. You can bet on it.
And it works wherever you are. I'll say this. I'm working with a fellow right now that has a form of dementia. And as a result of the meditation, is becoming more lucid, more much calmer, more aware, just through meditation practices that he's performing on a daily basis. So it's stillness. I believe we have to incorporate stillness in our life in a greater
way. Absolutely. Yeah,
and
it's powerful.
And start wherever. I mean, 10 minutes a day is great, but for me, I'm usually half hour to an hour in the morning, same thing in the evening, and throughout the day, I'm in a place where I get quiet and still, because I don't know about you, but I really like to feel fulfilled. I really like to feel joy, and I like to be aware of what I'm saying from a place of response, not reaction. And that meditation helps me do all that and much more.
And I know there are challenges for many families or people. They have busy schedules and it's tough. But I say you could always form, I do the same as you. I'm putting in at least a couple of hours a day spread throughout the day. But even if you could put just 15, 20, 30 minutes in at some point, and I say the earlier the better in your day, it'll be fine. By the way, we talked about the purpose, because this is related, the purpose of the universe. I also have a feeling, very strong feeling, and I think you may have even mentioned it earlier, Ken, in some of the things you were saying, is what is the meaning and purpose of life on planet Earth, okay? And I think it's very simple. I think the meaning is for every species and probably beyond humans, but let's talk about human beings. Everyone who comes into this world, as you were saying earlier, has something inside of them that they can do quite well. And so the meaning of life to me is for them to discover honestly, what is it? What is it I'm good at? What is it that I do well? And then the purpose of life, which is the hard part, but it takes work, is to say, how can I take this thing that I'm good at? And I look at this world and what's happening, and where could I make a contribution with that thing that I'm good at, even if it's a small contribution,
to make the world a little bit better? I tell you that every single entrepreneurial enterprise I was involved with in my life, it definitely rock and roll.
Here's it's a really important piece that we're talking about here, because when one can let go of the ego running the show and all of a sudden the soul starts to be prevalent, that's when we can, and through stillness, that's where we can start to bring forth and make manifest that power, that presence, that those gifts, those talents into the world and become part of the solution of the divine plan, the puzzle pieces. It's like you become one of the puzzle pieces. So it doesn't matter if you're a big puzzle piece or a small puzzle piece. It doesn't matter. It gets to be plugged in. And what happens is everybody benefits from you doing that. We all raise in consciousness as aware of everybody participating here. That's my take on it.
Yeah, let me give you an example of my own personal life. I was trained when I was doing my graduate work. I also was trained in catalysis, catalytic science. And a catalyst is something that speeds up a chemical reaction. Also, if it's designed properly, it could make only the product you want. So when we started, my colleagues and I started Catalytica Pharmaceuticals, which became a successful public company on the NASDAQ exchange, our single driving force was, one, what do we do well? We know catalytic science and engineering. Two, what does the world need? Cheaper pharmaceuticals, things that are made environmentally more friendly. And that was the thing that drove every single person in our company. Janitor to myself as a CEO. And I can tell you that these people were, that's why we were successful. It's because we had a dream, and that dream had to do with doing something better for the world. Pfizer came along and invested $20 million into our company. We didn't look for that. And it just, when you do what you've said before, you're quiet and you have a dream that it builds on your capabilities and you want to do something good for the world, somehow you have to work. It's not like falling off a log, but I tell you, it will happen. If you have the dedication, it absolutely will happen.
Yeah. Got to take another quick break. When we come back, what about God? Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven LegZercise Pro. the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural drug-free way.
After using Lacercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Lacercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage. In every generation, a few visionaries dare to see the world not as it is, but as it could be. Dr. Irvin Laszlo, scientist, philosopher, and twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, is one of them. His story comes alive in the powerful new documentary, A Modest Genius, Irvin Laszlo's Extraordinary Life Beyond the Box. At a time when our planet stands between chaos and harmony, this film unveils a path to global awakening, higher wisdom, and true unity. Your support makes it possible. Donate today, share the vision, and help fuel a future of harmony and oneness. Welcome back. If you just joined us, I'm with Jib Cusimano. He's got a new book out there, and we've been talking about it. It's called Transcendent Physics. You can get it on Amazon or around the world. And Transcendent Physics, James A. Cusimano, Cusamano, for my listening audience.
C-U-S-U. CUSU.
Well, that's good. Okay, good, good, perfect mistake. CUSUMANO. That way we've repeated a few times. You can write it down and get it. All right, Jim, what about God? It's in your book. What about God?
Okay. I'll take the brief answer. I think organized religion has been important for millions and millions of people. It's helped them through some troubled times. It gives them something to hang on to. However, I believe that if you want to call it God, I think it's cosmic consciousness, the highest level of consciousness, which is God. And these are labels, whether you call it Allah, God, Buddha. These are just labels that help people see what's important to them. But I believe it's consciousness, and I call it cosmic consciousness, and it's infinitely high, and it has all of these wonderful attributes of truth, wisdom, understanding, forgiveness, love, and compassion. And I think that God, this cosmic consciousness, is in every single thing in the universe and in you. And if you're quiet enough, you can see it, you can feel it, and you can interact with it. And it doesn't matter if you want it, who you want to call it, it's okay. But it's not, it's a non, what we call a non-dualistic universe. The dualistic universe is, okay, I'm here and God is up there. I don't believe that. I think God is everywhere, including in you. And that's the place where you want to tap into that powerful consciousness energy. That's what I feel.
I sense all true religion at the essence of them, whether you're Muslim or Jewish or Catholic or Christian or whatever you may be, at the essence is the same truth. There's only one God. Okay. So no matter what dogmas are, we're going back to that one God. And in my world, it's like stillness plus consciousness equals love, joy, and happiness. It's stillness plus right. consciousness. You know, and it, whether it's Christ consciousness, cosmic consciousness, whatever, when you start to tune into the awareness of your own soul and you get still, all of a sudden it's pretty amazing, because what my experience has been, it goes from this egoistic, all about me.com narcissistic type of individual showing up to an individual that starts to show up, expands their consciousness, realize they're all connected to everybody and everything, and starts to perform in the world in a place of service and caring and compassion, because they understand what they do to themselves, yeah. they do to everybody else.
But there's the other thing, Ken, that we have to deal with besides the ego. And that is 95% of what we do comes from the subconscious, as you may know. And that subconscious is programmed by many other sources throughout our life. And if there are pieces in there that we don't like, we can reprogram them. And that piece, those programs, can sometimes make it difficult to be quiet. And you have to try to work at that to make what you want in your life work for you.
Absolutely. And there's, most of the time what we resist persists. So if you start to move into one of the aspects and qualities of the divine within us is allowing. So when we allow ourselves to feel what it is that we don't want to feel, and we allow ourselves to just be with that energy, okay, eventually, right. and it will actually within 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 15, it'll move, it'll shift, and what'll happen is then you'll be left with something else, and that something else feel pretty good, because it's the essence of who you are. And even those things we resist, a lot of times we're resisting our own presence, our own brilliance, our own power, our own passion, and we don't even know it. But it's like, my words are like, feel the discomfort, feel the pain to make the change. Jim, we're out of time, man. I can't believe this went so fast. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed it, Ken. And as you can see, I'm pretty passionate about it, because I really want to help people. Like I help myself. I really want to give that. And that's the reason I write these books and give these lectures and all these kinds of things. I'm like you. I just want to give back. I really do.
Absolutely. We'll do this again. And thank you again for being here. I really, really appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
To do this. Yeah. And all of you that are watching today, remember, I tell everybody this. You watch this show, and eventually you'll be able to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Take care. Till next time.